Countrywide Contracting, this is Chris.
Chris, what's going on? John at Local Splash, how are you?
Hey, good, and yourself?
I'm good, man, I'm good. You've been busy, good. Huh?
Oh, dude, it's been insane. The other day when I was with you, yeah, I just went to shit my day, and then I get all these projects, and it's hard to grab my phone, and yeah, it's a good thing.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. I got worried about you for a minute, man. I'm like, oh, man, I hope he's okay, you know?
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Or anything, you know?
I don't get on the roofs.
No? Okay, good. All right. That's too much. Hey, man, I actually have a funny story. I'm afraid of heights, and I was real young, right? And
yeah.
my father, he's at the time, his English wasn't the greatest. Let's put it that way. He's full Korean, you know? And he was like, we got to put the Christmas lights up. So pretty much he has me tied with rope, okay? I'm on the top of the roof, and I'm hanging off. Trying to stack, put these Christmas lights on the roof, man. And I'm looking down, and it's only a two-story at the time, you know, and I'm like, man. I'm thinking back now, I'm like, no. Craziest thing, man. Oh, yeah. I'll stay on the ground. I'm good. So Chris, all jokes aside here, are we ready to get this thing going, or do you have questions for me first, or?
All right, cool. I think we're good to go. I seen your email. So it looks like to start things, you require the, was it 450, something like that?
Yeah. I mean, we're going around there, but yes, 449. Yeah. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
My only concern is, so when we sign up with other places to do things, it seems like it takes them so long. And my concern would be that, you know, we sign up and then 3 months later, we're finally getting our leads, but we've been charged, you know, $500 a month until that point. So what you're saying is you charge us the $450 once it's set up, or whatever that is, the number is. Once it's set up, then we start getting charged the per lead amount.
Great question. All right, so you're going to love this even more. All right, so when it comes to Google Guaranteed Leads, you don't get charged anything until it actually gets approved. So
Perfect. Let's
say yes. So when it comes to the Google Guaranteed, I believe – here, I wrote it down here. I want to make sure I have it in here. It should be in your email as well too, but I just want to make sure I'm going off of mine here so that way if it's anything different than you have, then you can call me out on it and we can fix it right away. All right. Okay, there it is. All right, so it's $6.96 per month for the leads, right, monthly there.
Yep.
Now – this is just for Google Guaranteed, so I'm going to break it down for you.
All right.
Today, you don't pay nothing for that. It's only for the application and to clear up your Google Business Profile, which is $199.
Yep.
Okay. So application's $250 plus $199. That's why you get the $449 today.
Right. Gotcha.
Once that payment goes through, I send that application right to you. It's up to you of how fast you would like that to get approved. Right. I already know you will get approved. It's just a matter of how fast – the process is on you. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
If you have any issues or if you have concerns or you're like, hey, how is this happening? That's what our tech team is there for. Our customer support team is there for. Let them know. They've done this plenty of times. And I'm telling you right now, I've seen them do it with you. So business owners. So you'll be okay. Let's say worst case scenario – this gets approved in like 8 weeks. Let's just say worst case scenario. The only thing you'll be paying for monthly is $199 monthly.
Gotcha. And that puts us on the other, the $199 actually is getting us the website and stuff.
All the other stuff. You got it.
All
yes,
the
sir.
Other stuff.
You gotcha. Got it. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
How long does it take you guys to build out a website and stuff?
Our websites, I mean, honestly, you already have stuff up there on there, so I'm going to give you – you're going to love this. So when it comes to our average for customers that don't have any website, have no idea how to put anything together, we get them up there in the first 7 to 14 days. Now, I've seen it done super fast, but, I mean –
that's not a big deal.
Exactly, yeah. All right,
so it would be
a
whole new website, basically, and we'd have two websites? Is that how that would work?
That's what we wanted to do, right?
Yeah, I like that idea, I think.
Okay, all right.
Because then we could be like you know, yeah, so that would be perfect. All right,
beautiful.
So what do we do? What's the next step to get her going?
All right, partner, here we go. So I think I have Chris, spelled unique, K-R-I-S. We're Countrywide Contracting is the business name. Is that what we're keeping, right? Okay. Yep. 201 Second Street North, Suite L6, 55082. I'm sorry.
Correct.
All right. All right. So we need to set up a technician call for you. That way they can go over the website to get started on that right away. And everything from there. So tomorrow, do you have like an hour window to speak with them by any chance?
Tomorrow, I have a couple of adjuster meetings, but I could, let's see. That's Friday.
That's Friday already tomorrow.
Yeah, I could do tomorrow probably like 1, 2 o'clock.
1 or 2? Okay, let me see here. Yeah, let me double check here. And you're on East Coast time with me, right? Just making sure.
Or Central.
Or are you in Central? Central. Oh, okay. Central,
yeah.
All right. I always get confused with all that stuff. So you're about 2 hours ahead of them. If you want to do it at 1, so you're looking at 11 o'clock their time, which is, let me see here. What is this? Let me see. We can't do it at 11.
How about 12?
We could do an hour before that, like right at noon.
I don't know if I'd be able to get to that in time. What if they do noon? That way it's 2 o'clock my time.
So they got lunchtime. Sorry.
Oh, there you got you. Gotcha. How about, do I have to be near a computer or is this over the phone?
Nope. Over the phone. Yes, sir.
Okay, then let's do, how about 1 o'clock their time? So it'd be 3 o'clock my time.
Okay. Perfect. Then that works.
I'll be driving. Okay, perfect.
Sorry about that, man.
All right, so I'm going to put 3 o'clock my time, 3 p.m. for local splash. Okay.
I'm going to send you an email, and I'm going to send them the same email, okay? That way they see that you're committed to this meeting and that they're committed to this meeting as well, okay? So hold on one second. If I can spell correctly today. All right, there we go. Oh, my gosh. All right, there we go. Okay. Yeah. All right. Send it to you now. Let me know you got it.
Okay.
And I'm going to set a reminder for them as well, too.
Okay.
Okay. Is that...
There we go.
Beautiful, beautiful.
All right. So what did I just hit yes? Is that reply yes?
I just hit yes on your side. Don't hit anything else on that because I've seen people...
Okay.
Yeah, it goes everywhere, so yeah, I'd rather not.
All right, so that's on.
Beautiful. Okay. All right, so I'm going to ask a few things here just to get everything on here for them, okay? I don't want them starting from scratch, and then you're going to spend hours with them if not.
Yep.
Okay. So hours of operations. I know I can find this on Google, but I'd rather ask you just in case. So would you say Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you got?
We do 24/7 on our other stuff just because I heard it helps the Google algorithm, but realistically we're in business from 8 to, you know, 5.
Okay, that's
so
okay. This is my suggestion, not from Local Splash, okay? But my suggestion is I put it 24/7, man. Get the phone ringing.
That's what we do.
Customers are going to, let them leave a message. You can plan out your day with them from that point. You know what I mean?
Perfect.
So that's what I would do. All right. And then also, so for the background check, insurance check, all that good stuff, right? It's going to come from a third party, so it's going to come from us.
Yep.
Just want to make sure you got approval from you, from Vocal here, that you're okay with all this, all right?
Yep.
Now, you do already have, I believe, like 67 Google reviews, so you're good on there. They require to have 5, so you're fine with that.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'm just filling stuff out for you, man.
Perfect.
Okay, and then there's that. Okay, to do this, yes. Okay. Most of the time, I'm just answering stuff for you right now, so.
Perfect.
All right. And the background check that we're going to send throughout to you is going to come from either like Pinkerton or Evident ID. Okay. If you feel alarmed with anything like that, and you're like, I'm not too sure if this is the right one, talk to our technician team or our customer support. They'll let you know to confirm that is for us. Okay.
And okay.
All right. And I forgot. So your business, do you have a business license over there?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. See where the new license number is here. Do you want that license?
You don't need
number
it right now.
No.
You're fine. You're fine. Yeah, right. I'm not gonna take too much of your time there.
Right.
And then, oh, there is the. So, just a reminder for me here: your Google Business Profile that you have currently up right now. Are we gonna use that same one for this one here, or are we revamping a whole new one for this? Talk to me on that. Just want to make sure.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I feel like if we just start a new one and do it all new, that might be like more traction because we already have good traction on the other one. If we start a new one, maybe that would be better, or maybe we include it on the old one. I don't know. That's a question that you'd have to help me with, I guess.
Okay.
What's better?
So here's the thing. If it's a brand new Google Business Profile, there's rules of Google. Right. So you have to have a different phone number than the one you have that's on there and a different address. And it doesn't mean it has to be like an actual address. You can use it just to get that verification and we don't have to show the address on there. But
could it
the phone
be like
number,
my home address?
It can. Yeah. We won't have to show that online, obviously. We don't want people knowing where you live. Right.
Yeah.
So we can use that, but the phone number that customers contact has to be different than the one it shows on the Google Business Profile there.
Gotcha. Well, I could give my cell number, or do we just attach it all to the old one? What's your suggestion on that? You know, or do we just use the old Google My Business that has the 67 reviews and build on that? The only reason I don't like the idea is because, like I said, we're in Stillwater, so I'm out west of the city, so I'm an hour west of where our office is, and it'd be nice to get some traction on this end of town. So I don't know if we're better off starting a new one or with your guys' setup and being this Google preferred, will we already be getting traction on this side of town just from using you guys, or are we better off doing all new Google by business to get more traction over here? I guess I'm not sure.
Here's the thing. The cool part is we're flexible with everything, right? If we're going to use it for this, then great. I mean, you already have the Google reviews. You already have everything up there. And we can broaden the areas and go over that, right? Play by ear and saying, okay, these areas we want to hit more. We want to hit this area more. Perfectly fine. But if in the future you're like, you know what? It's not working out for this area with this one. Let's get a brand new Google Business Profile. You're already paying for it. You already got everything in there, man. Like, I don't want you thinking to hesitate because you feel like we're going to nickel and dime you or something. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's not the case.
So if I decided to change it and add that, we could down the road.
Exactly. Yeah. As long as you communicate with our technician team, they can go ahead and do that for you. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
So, yeah. Cause if you have an establishment, great. Use it. The only thing that problem with that is the website part. So we would have to make a new website for you, but that website is showing on this one. So that's the next question for that then. How do you feel about that?
What was the next question? Sorry.
The website part. So if we're using the same Google Business Profile, right now it shows that website you currently have a link to that one right now.
Oh,
you want to develop
gotcha.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't mind doing a new website with you guys, and the reason being is the place we're using right now, we pay, you know, it's like $1,000 a month, and they're not really doing much at all. Yeah, I mean, it's like a CRM system. The only thing that we like about it has that GeoJuice where if I put an address in there, it like creates a map that supposedly connects with Google and helps our algorithm, blah, blah, blah. But for $1,000 a month, I don't know if it's doing what it should be doing. So to answer your question, it would be nice to have a new website just in case we decide to say, hey guys, you're not working out over here. And then we already have our other website like up and going.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm on the same page with you on that. I'll put it in there for you. If you do change your mind by tomorrow, just let me know. And they'll be like, okay, no harm, no foul. You know what I'm saying? So,
what about if we create a website and have a second website and have that going, but as of right now, the link on Google goes to our, that one goes to our menu for now.
We can do that.
Chat, maybe?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect.
That we can do. I will do that.
Perfect.
Remind me on that part again later, because I know I'm going to come back to it on these questions on here, on the system here. So that we can do, though. So we're all golden there. All right.
All right.
I love working with you, Chris, honestly. You're on it, man. All right, cool.
Make it as easy as possible.
Likewise. Hopefully I'm doing the same for you, man. All right, so we're doing roofing vertical here. Boom. And this is me putting stuff in there for you as well. Okay. Oops. Okay, that's all set there. Our first part is done, I believe. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, I got to post your link. Okay. And you don't have Google Guarantee before. You never did that before in the past, right? Just want to make sure.
I have. We tried to hook it up like 2 years ago, but we never, I guess, were successful at it. So I don't think we did.
Okay, cool. Gotcha, gotcha. So then they're all set.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to send that one first. So that one's good. Boom. Okay, next one here. Okay, let's go over some keywords, man. I want to make sure we get as much as possible. I don't know too much about roofing, right? But obviously, I would say like roof install, roof repair. Is that safe to put in there?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Anything else I could be putting here?
Just mostly roof replacement or roof repairs.
Okay. Okay. You could always add to it and always take things off. You'll have a fully customizable tracking system to do that. So anytime you need to do it, take care of it. It's all you. And if not,
okay,
if you need help with it, our tech team, just let them know. If you're too busy, say, hey, listen, I want to take that one off and use this one. People are using this terminology here in my area. Perfectly fine. Okay?
Okay.
All right. This makes part easy for me. And okay. Next part. As far as your, like, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle?
We do some PayPal. I mean, we can take Venmo, but mostly check. It's like 95% check usually with homeowners.
Okay. I'm going to put all of them just in case, but you never know. So.
Okay.
You ever heard of Zelle?
I have, yeah.
Like, love them. I love it. They don't tax anything yet on like PayPal and Venmo. So it's like straight bank account to you. So,
oh, nice.
Something to look into. Yeah, we're not affiliated with any of these people. I just love it that much, man.
Yeah, sure.
And far as, okay, areas, this is a big one here for us. How would you, you want me to go 100 miles out? Do you want me to, like, talk to me about this one here?
Where would be our, like, are you talking we start at Stillwater, how many miles from there, or can we pick our own address, like Chanhassen in the middle of the cities and do 60 miles from there, or how does that work? Is it right from our...
It's going to be, yeah, from the address that we have, the Stillwater.
Stillwater, okay, so let's do a 50-mile radius of that. Or, you know what, make it, yeah, 50, 50 should be good, that's plenty.
Okay.
We only get
2 feet. All right, sounds good.
And if it doesn't produce as much as we want, we can always extend that from what it sounds like.
Exactly, yes, sir. With the Google Guaranteed, it's going to venture out there, okay? So.
Perfect.
And then go with – we're not doing Facebook stuff or anything like that. That's in the future if you ever need to do that. It's available, but it's a whole other package. I just didn't feel like that's a priority for you, so I hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
I just kind of took the initiative.
No, and what I'll do, too, is once you guys get going and we get some traction with you guys and see that, hey, these guys are doing pretty good, then we can talk about the other stuff that you offer and see if it's something we want to tackle as well.
Exactly. Cool. All right. We're on the same page here. Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Okay. When it comes to packages and pricing, that's me. Anything else other than that, like, you know, customer service or, you know, tech stuff or anything, that's on our tech team. I'm going to, I give you the number though already, I believe, right? The 877 number?
Actually, I don't know if I have it. Let me put it in here right now.
Okay.
What is it?
All right. It's 877.
Okay.
635-6225.
Local / John, I have. Is it John? What about you?
John is for me with that extension on there, but I'm going to tell you right now, 99% of the time from here on out, you're going to be talking to these other guys. Unless you want to upgrade later down in the future, then just ask for me. But, yeah, these guys, because honestly, I wouldn't be able to help you further from here. I know about everything, but they do all the work, man. They work the magic. All
right.
So, yeah, you'll be all right.
I'm going to just erase your name, John, or Local Splash. Mm-hmm. This is the tech, the support team?
Yes, it's voice activated, so support team will be there. You have Facebook, you have Google Guarantee, like everything. So that is your number. Yes, sir.
Perfect.
And that's the number they're going to call from tomorrow as well, okay? So just making sure you know that. Right. And I have you tomorrow at 1 o'clock their time. Okay, I'm going to put that reminder on this one too, just in case. Okay, and then how? All right, last things, two things here, okay? Of course, we're going to do a voice verification part. Now, it's going to be a little tricky because I want to put the pricing in there because I want to make sure you're protected, okay? But I'm going to freestyle on that just because it's still in the recording. But I want to put it in there. And, of course, no cancellation fees if you decide to part ways and anything of that nature. I even tell you how to do it in there. But in the meantime, I'm just going to go ahead and, what's it called? Verify you. So a few questions in the beginning, try to answer as clearly as possible. And, that's about it, man. All right. If you have questions, tell me, ask away, stop me in my tracks. Sounds good.
All right.
All right. Cool. All right. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Countrywide Contracting.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Chris Flewelling, an owner.
Awesome. And, of course, you're the authorized user to enter on the agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. And I'm going to hit pause for just a second. Chris, this part is very important for me to feel ease on my mind over here that you're going to be all right. After this recording here, we're going to set up a security question and answer. Anytime we call in, you'll know it's us because we'll ask that security question. We'll know it's you because you know the answer to it. If anything changes with that, it's a huge red flag. You hang up right away. Sounds good?
Okay. Yep.
All right, cool. Just wanted to make sure on that, man. Sorry.
All right.
I'll continue here. All right. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, so that's just pretty much talking about we can't read your mind. Anytime you need our tech to do something, we'll let them know so that way we can do our best on our end. All right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 8th in the non-refundable amount of $449. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about month-to-month. Your month-to-month pricing is going to be at $895 per month. It will be taken out on the 8th of every month in that same amount. Okay. Now, this is recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same time, same day, same amount. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. One other thing I want to let you know, man, just to help save some money as well, too. If this works out very well with using the same Google Business profile for you, okay, this is only for this case scenario. I hope you write this down if you need to, okay? But if it works out really well, you don't really need the $199 package after that because we cleared everything up. You already have your Google Business profile. You're all set.
Yep.
If it doesn't work out very well for you on that one, you need us to develop that Google Business profile. Keep it because that's really going to help you for the long run. Okay.
Gotcha.
So choice is yours on that. There's no penalties.
Yeah, once we get going, I can take off the $199 a month. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. If we don't use that. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You have the choice to do that. Okay. There's no penalties. Yeah. So I just want to make sure you understand that.
Yeah,
I hope I earned your respect on this one. You know, I'm really looking out for you.
For sure. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and next part is your security questions. Okay. So please do not forget your answer to your own security question. I don't want you locked out of your own account. Okay. We have three choices. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, perfect. And what would that answer be?
Kressel. Kresel.
All right, perfect. And so remember, this will never change, okay? So it's a red flag if anyone tries to change anything like that, okay? All right, last part here, man. Card that we'll be using today, is it just the first and last name, middle initial?
First, last name.
Okay.
Or you can put it under Countrywide, too. I don't know if it counts under Countrywide Contracting.
That's the company on there. That's okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then for the billing address for this card, is it the 201 2nd Street still or a different address?
No. It's 18980 County Road 50 in Hamburg, Minnesota, 55339.
5339. Okay. Hopefully I spell Hamburg right. It's almost like hamburger, I hope.
Yep.
All right, perfect. All right, and then what kind of payment method is it? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
What do we got? Visa.
Visa it is. Okay. Now, Chris, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right, it's 4259-0800. 0356-7213.
Awesome. And the expiration is
1224.
Okay. And
899.
All right. Perfect. Now, before I process any payment, I know you've been super patient with me, man. So I just want to make sure I refresh the account as well, make sure there's no mishaps and it doesn't change because you got a discounted rate, honestly. So
awesome.
I'll refresh one more time. Yeah. All right. Looks good. Boom, 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 boom. Set. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $449. All right? Now I'm going to try to stay on the phone with you. If I lose you for any reason, just know I'm going to call you right back, okay? Because I just want to make sure you understand. I want to make sure you see everything for yourself, your invoice, all of it. It just processed through, so I want to make sure to wait. I'm going to make sure you see your invoice. It's going to come through a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know.
Nothing yet, man.
Nothing?
Oh, there we go.
Okay, cool. Which one came in, though? Is it a text or an email?
Email.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to walk you through here. It should have one that will say initial invoice.
This one says quick view images located at the top of the scene. Please note that you're good with that. Please click here to accept the subscription term.
There.
Not that.
There you go. You got it.
Oh, that's it.
Yep. In here, take your time. I'm staying with you. If you have questions, let me know. That's what I'm here for. But you'll see a breakdown of everything in there. Okay. I got you on the works on everything, man, honestly. So you see, if you went to our website, you'd be like, wow, you definitely got a steal here. But, take a look, make sure everything looks good for you. Once you're done, at the very bottom, there should be a spot where you have to check, click a checkbox and then sign your name. And that's the last piece you need to do.
Okay, just kind of scrolling through right here. Let's go there. Click here and type your name. So the username and password.
Perfect. All right. You're set. So tomorrow, our technicians, when they talk to you and our customer support team, they're going to go over everything that we went over here. That this is the most important call to get things rolling for you, okay, man? And what they're going to do is also develop that password and login for you so that way they can show you how to maneuver through it. If that's where your bread and butter really is. You can feel the traffic in there, keywords, all that good stuff. Last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text right now with your submission for the Google Guaranteed form, okay? Please let me know you got it.
That one's coming text, you said?
Yes, sir. Anything?
Not yet.
That's most important. I want to make sure you have that because without you getting that done, that's going to take forever. So. Did the other text even come into you, by the way?
No, I haven't got anything from anything today from you or anybody. I mean, I got other text messages, but no, I don't see it yet.
Oh, that's right. Okay, anytime I sent you a text, it said that it was an error. It wouldn't let me text you. I don't know what's going on with that. That is important.
I
wanted to bring that up, yeah.
Yeah, this is my number. That's weird. I mean, obviously.
651-528-7451.
No,
a block?
That's our office number. That's not my cell number.
Shoot. Okay, what's the cell number then? Yeah.
My cell is 612-710-6065.
6065. Okay, let me update. That's what it was, man. Every time, like, man, I don't know. It's not going through. I hope you don't kill me. go ahead. All right, let me resend that one more time. Oh, not in Spanish. Let's make sure that's in English.
Okay. Let's see.
There's that. Okay, cell phone 6065, bada bing, bada boom, sending it now.
There we go.
All right.
Please fill and submit your Google Guaranteed form below and begin the beginning application.
Beautiful. As long as you get that started, as soon as you do and you finish that, the quicker this whole process goes, and that's when they'll start asking for the 696, okay? So just please make sure if you want this to move quickly, get that thing done. And if you have questions, talk to our guys tomorrow, ask them questions, utilize them, all right? You're paying for it. Put it that way.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds good.
All right.
My
great.
Legal name is Countrywide Contracting MN. Do you think I need to put that on this questionnaire or just Countrywide Contracting?
No, I don't think you need to put that. Yeah, I think it's just Countrywide
Contracting. That's not a big deal.
Yeah,
okay.
It would be. Yeah.
All right. What's my address on there?
The address, 201 2nd Street North, Suite L6.
Yeah, that's right. Just wanted to make sure you had it right.
Oof. I had a heartbeat right there, man. Let's skip the beat down. All right. Cool. 55082, right?
That's right. Yep. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Chris. Welcome to the family, man. All right.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Remember, don't forget, tomorrow's your important call. So make sure to answer. It's not a spam call.
Okay. Hey, one other question here. So it says, so two things. We've actually been in business since 2003, but I bought the company just 2 months ago from the original owner. So I have a new EIN number and new, license, obviously, but it's asking how long you've been in business. Should I put just the year that I just started, or should I put the 2003 that the company went into business?
No, when you got your, when you got your number.
When I got my EIN and stuff?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure.
No, you're good. You're good. That's what I love. I love questions. That tells me you actually care, man. And that tells me that this is going to do very well for you. Seriously. So.
Yeah. I just don't want to screw it up. But,
no,
okay.
You're good. You're good.
Hey, all righty.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, man. All right. We'll see
you. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Chris. Yes, sir.
Bye.
Bye.